Thank you for tuning in to Rightly Dividing Word of the Truth. And we're in lesson 29 of the book of Matthew, a dispensational view. And Matthew chapter 9, verse 26. Matthew chapter 9, verse 26. And we're going to read down to 33. Matthew chapter 9, verse 26. And the fame hereon went abroad unto all the land. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou Son of David, hath mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yes, yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were open, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all the country. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with the devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitudes marveled, saying, It was never so seen in Israel. The Lord Jesus Christ continues to perform miracles, as we notice in the first part of Matthew. In this passage, the blind begin to see and the dumb begin to speak. Again, this is a type of what will happen when Jesus Christ returns and restores life to the nation of Israel. Okay, in verse 29, look at this. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to their faith, be it unto what?
You.
What was their faith?
Believing.
Believing what?
That he could do it.
That he could do it? You sure? Believing what? Okay. Their profession of faith was he was the son of David. You got to read what it says. Okay, he was the son of David. When he says, according to your faith, be it unto you, he is not saying because you have enough faith. Okay, you got to watch this because people's going to say you didn't have enough faith. That's why you got sin. You don't have enough faith. That's why God didn't heal you. That's why you got cancers. That's why you're wearing glasses, with blah, blah, blah. He is talking about the object of their faith. And their object of their faith there was... Their faith is in the Son of David, the Son of Righteousness, who arises the healing in their wings. Okay? Okay? You have healing. See, their object of faith was the fact that he was the Son of David. It is important that you notice that it is not the measure or amount of faith. You hear people say that, don't you? Oh, you got to have this much faith to do this, and you got to have this much faith to do that, and you have the, but it's the object. What their faith rests in. They were a part of the believing remnant so they could have His healing. That's what they believe. They believe He's the Son of God, so guess what? They become a part of that little flock, and guess what? They get the healing. Verse 32. As they went out, behold, they brought to Him a dumb man possessed with a devil. The dumb spoke when the devil was cast out. And the multitudes marveled, and Christ's fame was spread throughout the country. Then, once again, this is a picture of the millennium kingdom when Jesus Christ puts Satan in bound for 1,000 years. The dumb will speak, the lame will walk, all that. Okay? It's just a picture. If you're understanding the Word of God, that what we're doing is the fact that if you understand the book of Matthew in view of the over here in ages come, the kingdom, it makes sense what he's telling them to do. Verse 34. But the Pharisee saith, he casteth out devils through the prince of the devils. You see that? The religious leaders are non-believers and claims that Christ's miracles are of the devil. when those guys come on the scene, they see a marvelous, they see all these marvelous things that never have seen in the land of Israel before. But I beg to differ. If they read their Bible, they know that it did happen before. But they didn't see it in Israel. But the Pharisee says, that's just the work of the devil. See that big religious crowd? They don't believe the miracle, and they reject him. So hence, Matthew chapter 10, verse 1, and he called to him his 12 disciples. He gave them power against unclean spirits. You see that? The religious leaders do not believe that he is God. They think he's of the devil. So he's going to pick out leaders. He chooses out new leaders for the nation, and he ordains 12 apostles. The leaders of Israel rejects him, do they not? Okay? And at this point, the book of Matthew, you're going to begin to get into the response of the whole nation as a whole. Okay? You're going to see that the nation as a whole, they're following that religious group. And they're not going to follow the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. It was negative towards him. They respond in a negative way, and he's going to choose new leaders in the passage, and that's what we're going to look at in a little bit, Matthew 10 through 1, who he chooses to head the nation. Matthew 9, 35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing some of the sickness and some of the diseases among the... How many?
Every.
Why? Why would he heal every sickness and every disease among the people?
To show who he was.
Okay, to show who he was, what else? To fulfill prophecy, what else? What is the book of Matthew? What's that? Preparing for the kingdom. Preparing for the kingdom, because there's no sicknesses and diseases that's going to go in that kingdom. Okay? Israel's rising from the dead and be able to see and speak forth the praises of God. See, when he does it, guess what you're going to do? You're going to praise God. I know people praise God that God healed them, but yet they turn around and have another disease. Okay, that might be ugly for me saying that, but I know what my God Almighty can do, and he speaks in his word what he does today. Because when people says they're being healed... Listen to me very careful. It's not being ugly. The death rate's still 1-1. They still die. You with me? They don't prolong their life another 80, 90 years. In fact, God gave you 70 years on this earth. And if you can't get saved and get with the knowledge of the truth in 70 years, you prolong your life another 10, 15 years, what good is it going to do? Your brain starts turning to mush, from what I understand, and you sit around and you can't do nothing anyway. So the time is now you better get with the program. Christ is demonstrating what is available to the nation if they would receive him. 9:35, when he's healing them, and he's healing all manners of diseases, the gospel of the kingdom, the good news of what God's going to do over here. Verse 36 through 38. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in the synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Verse 36. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Ezekiel, hold your finger and go to Ezekiel 34. Ezekiel 34. Ezekiel 34. Ezekiel 34, starting with verse 1. Ezekiel 34, starting with verse 1. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do not feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flock? Ye eat the fat, and ye clothe you with the wool. Ye kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. The disease hath ye not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken, neither have ye brought again that which is driven away, neither have ye sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have ye ruled. And they were scattered because there is no shepherd. And they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. Go back to Matthew. You need to write that down in that beside your Matthew chapter 9, verses 36 through 38, because this is what God is referring back to in Matthew. Matthew is referring back, let me put it this way. In this passage, you will see that Matthew refers back to Ezekiel 34 we just read. And he's saying this is exactly what you did over here in the past. You didn't feed the flock. You fed yourselves. You clothed yourself. And you let other people go hungry. You didn't heal them. You didn't feed them. Ezekiel 34, 1 through 5, which concerns Israel's condition at the second coming of Christ. See, when Jesus Christ comes over here, is Israel in trouble over here? Yeah, they are. It says that Israel is going to be like sheep scattered abroad without a shepherd. That's why I say to you, saints, you're not sheep. And don't let anybody ever tell you you're a sheep. You don't need a shepherd. Okay? You need a Lord. You need a God. You need somebody to show you in a word. Even though it says, Peter talks about he's a shepherd and a bishop of your souls. We know that. But don't let people call you a sheep. Sheep are ignorant. They'll follow anything. And that's why God refers Israel as sheep. That's why they need a shepherd. That's why they need to be led. The reason that they don't have a shepherd is verse 34. Matthew 9, 34. But the Pharisees said he cast out devils through the prince of the what? Okay. That's why the pastor of the people will not recognize and receive the Lord Jesus Christ. The harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. The Lord says, pray the Lord will send laborers. The religious leaders of Israel were not making it. And Jesus said they need new leadership. It's all leading up to what we're getting ready to see in Matthew chapter 10. Okay? I hope you see the picture that the Lord's been drawing out in these lessons and the fact that what He's doing, He's taking a group of people, He's explaining who He is, and wanting so much the religious system and the religious leaders, the world system at that time that was corrupt, to believe who God was and start feeding the sheep the way they're supposed to be fed. Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. And when the Lord called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal how many manners of sickness? All manners of sickness and all manner of diseases. Now, all means what? Are you sure about that? I don't care what language you choose to speak. All is all. The Lord Jesus Christ calls him out 12 disciples, his labors, his new leadership, empowers them against unclean spirits and to heal all manners of sickness and diseases. Verse 2. Now, the names of the 12 apostles are, and he names them. Now, I'm not going to name them for sake of time, but you can read them. But the thing is, he names the 12 apostles, okay? Then Jesus separates them out and calls them apostles and sends them out for a commission. At first, what did he call them? In verse 1, 12 disciples. Now he's calling them 12 apostles. He's going to send them out with a commission to preach. Look at Luke chapter, we're going to run some verses. Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6, verse 13. And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles. Unto who? See, he had a lot of disciples there. You see that? But unto them, of them he called. Okay? Go to Mark chapter 3. Mark 3, verse 14. Mark chapter 3, verse 14. He calls them apostles and he sends them out with a commission to preach. Mark chapter 3, verse 14 says he ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach. Go to Numbers chapter 1. Numbers chapter 1. And you might as well get 1 Chronicles while you're turning there. Numbers chapter 1, 1 Chronicles. Numbers chapter 1, verse 1. Now the verses we're going to read is 1 through 16, but I'm not going to pronounce all those names. Okay, I'll see you smiling now. So, come on, Ed, come on. But look, Numbers chapter 1, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of the congregation, on the first day of the second month, in the second year, after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, take ye the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel, after their families, by the house of their fathers, with the numbers of their names, every male by their poles, from 20 years old upward, all that are able to go forth to war in Israel, thou and Aaron shall number them by their names. And with you thou shalt be a man of every tribe, every one head of the house of his fathers. And the names of the men that shall stand with you, of the tribe of Reuben, okay, and he names them, and he names all the tribes. Go all the way down here to verse 16. These were the renown of the congregation, princes of the tribes of their fathers, heads of the thousands in Israel. You see that structure? You see, he told them to pick 12 men, and guess what? They're going to be heads. Okay, this is why he picks 12 over here. I'm just going back to refresh your mind. Go to 1 Chronicles chapter 27. This is nothing new for God to come down and start setting up authority. That's authority in the nation of Israel, because everybody else 20 years old is going to go what? They're going to go fight. They're going to serve. Okay? But he wanted one guy of a head of all those families, and that's going to be princesses. Okay? 1 Chronicles chapter 27, verse 16. Furthermore, over the tribe of Israel, the rulers of the Reubenites was, and he names them, and he goes of the Levites, of Judah, verse 19, and the children, you see all the way down to verse 23, or verse 22, says, these were the princes of the tribes of Israel. But David took not the number of them from 40 years, for 20 years old and under, because the Lord said he would increase Israel like the stars of the heavens. So here's another example of the fact that God showed them that they're taking leaders of each tribe. And how many tribes are they? Okay. But they're really 13. But one of them got split. Okay, Joseph got split. Okay, so, but there are 12 that we understand that, and that 12 means identify with Israel, correct? Go to Isaiah 126. I'm just showing you in the past, they've always had leaders. And Isaiah 26. Excuse me, Isaiah 1:26 and Isaiah 32. Isaiah 1, chapter 1, verse 26, and Isaiah 32.
Verse 32.
Isaiah 32, chapter 32. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 26 reads, and I will restore the all judges as at the first, and our counselors as at the beginning. Afterward, thou shalt be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Now he's going to restore the what? The judges. I'm trying. You follow me? He's going to restore they got princes. Now he's going to restore the judgment. He's setting up an authority. He's setting up not an anarchy. I guess it would be when it's all said and done. But look at chapter 32. Chapter 32. Isaiah chapter 32, verse 1. Isaiah chapter 32, verse 1. Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in what?
Judgment.
So you got a king, and you got princes, and they're going to be what? Judges. Go to Matthew chapter 19. Matthew chapter 19. Matthew chapter 19. Matthew 19. Verse 27. Matthew chapter 19, verse 27. Then answered Peter and said unto him, behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have? What shall we have therefore? And Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration of the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory. Ye shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Go back to Matthew 9. These are the 12 princes that we just read in Matthew chapter 10, okay? These are the 12 princes that would judge and rule over the 12 tribes. The king is on the earth, sitting on the government structure of the kingdom. He will fully equip them to go out and demonstrate that he was their king and the kingdom was at hand. This is what he's doing, okay? In the past, they had that pattern through David, you know, and Solomon and Saul. But it wasn't the king, okay? And Christ pairs all the apostles together, by the way. Judas Iscariot was one of his apostles, was he not? You know, which received power to heal and even cast out demons. Judas did. This should tell you that not all people who can indeed perform miracles are God's man.
He was an apostle. disciple? Because he's not named.
Well, he's a disciple.
Okay.
An apostle.
Yeah,
he was called. It was Judas. It's down there, verse 4, in chapter 10, verse 4. Simon the Canaanite and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. Matthew tells you who he is. But God picked him out, and he had the signs and miracles.
Okay.
Okay, go to Exodus chapter, hold your finger and go to Exodus chapter 15. But that just what I just said, that goes to show you that people can go out here and claim that they can heal and claim they can do miracles, and they're not God's man. God used him. God chose him. He says, I chose one of you, and you, one of you are what? The devil. See? He did it for his purpose. Exodus chapter 15. Matthias. Chapter 15, verse 26.
Yes.
Exodus chapter 15. Now, this may answer your question right here, okay?
13,
Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Okay? Check this out. And he said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God... You think Judas did? Well, at first he did. Yeah, let's hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and wilt give ear to his commandments, and keep his statutes. I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. See, if you that's a commandment back then. If you listen to him, he's not going to put no diseases upon you, and he's going to heal thee. That's the commandment that he gave the 12. Hey, whether you want to believe it or not, Judas could heal people. Now, we may not understand it, but at this point, he could. And the healing is conditional on the conduct that is listed in that verse. And all the apostles did exactly what God said he commanded them. Let's look at, I know time's getting away, but look at Matthew chapter 10, verse 5 and 6. Matthew chapter 10, verse 5 and 6. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not in the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. This is a great commission that Jesus gave to the apostles for the nation of Israel only. Now you're going to have to be really, really blind to say that was to me. After all the studies and lessons we've been up to this point, You either had your eyes or ears closed, or I can't help you. You know, the Word of God says Israel only. Matthew 15:24, Romans chapter 15, verse 8, Romans 15:8 says what? Jesus Christ was a minister to the circumcision. So Jesus Christ is the leader of the circumcision, the king of the circumcision, and he's commissioned a circumcision to go out. He's not commissioning a bunch of Gentiles to go out for the Israelites. You know the deal. The Israel has to be fed first before. God the Father sent Jesus Christ to redeem Israel. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe on him shall not perish but have what? Let me ask you something. Where's the blood in that verse? Where's the cross work in that verse? Where's the blood that he shed for all in that verse?
It's not there because he's not.
He loved the world. That whether you want to believe it, it's his government system, which I do. If you want to believe it, that it's his people, Israel, which I do. They was a part of that system. He loved the world. He loved the system that he set up before the foundation of the world. That's God's system. Now, who is the counterfeit?
Devil.
You think he's got a system out there?
Oh, yes.
Yep.
And he's acting just like the God over the Creator. He's got a world system out here, and he's saying here, you know, here he's saying, okay, believe me, I'm the system. Now, a lot of people wants to take the world and say it's that green, green grass of home out there. That's the earth. Oh, you got to see a passage. I'm getting off here, but we're going to close after this. But look at 1 Samuel. Grab 1 Samuel. First, you got Judges. You got Joshua, Judges, Ruth. You figure that one out. And after Ruth, you didn't get that, did you?
No.
Men. Joshua, Judges, Ruth. Okay. Well, you know, man judges women. Well, anyway, I'm just... See? But anyway... Okay, 1 Samuel chapter 2, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 8. And if you read down through there, man, he does a lot for the poor. But verse 8 is where we're going. He raised up the poor out of the dust, and he lifted up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's. You got that? The pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and He hath set the world upon them. Okay? Got that? The world is the foundation, and then He got a pillar, and then He sets the world upon them. That is the first time in your Bible that the word world has showed up. And He separates them. And it's not that out there. But Matthew, God sent His redeemed His people. Jesus Christ sent His disciples also to Israel. And we'll pick up our next week. God, we thank You so much in our life. We thank You for the things You've given us freely through Your Son, Christ Jesus. In His name we pray. Amen.